This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Farm Futures Business Summit. I'll have today's stories coming up. Listen, learn, profit. That's the theme of the upcoming Farm Futures Business Summit. It'll be in Iowa City, Iowa, just a little more than 2 weeks away, the 24th and 25th of January, where you producers will be able to learn from the industry's best experienced management and marketing authorities, as well as panels of successful and innovative farmers. Farmers and ranchers from all over the country will attend this skill-building conference to sharpen their business skills. So in addition to the good program offered there, you'll have the opportunity to network with other producers. And there are segments designed specifically for younger farmers, too. 18 idea-packed learning sessions all together at the Farm Futures Business Summit. Register now. Get the whole program at a register at farmfuturesummit.com. That's in Iowa City, Iowa, January 24th and 25th. farmfuturesummit.com. Funeral services will be held tomorrow in a Detroit suburb for that family of five killed in a fiery early morning crash yesterday in Kentucky. The Abbas family members were in their utility vehicle, headed home from a family vacation in Florida, traveling north on Interstate 75 on the east side of Lexington, Kentucky. They were about a mile south of Man O' War Boulevard there when a pickup truck going the wrong way plowed into them. In that family, the Abbas family, the dad was a real estate agent and lawyer, age 42. His wife, a well-known family physician, was 38. Their children, a son and two daughters, were 14, 13, and 7. The 43-year-old driver of the pickup truck, believed to be intoxicated, was driving at a high rate of speed when he hit the Michigan family and was also killed. From This Week in Agribusiness, leaders of the American Soybean Association say they're watching closely, trying to be hopeful about this week's talks in China aimed at ending the trade war. The president of the ASA, Davy Stevens, notes that it's been a full 6 months now since China retaliated against the president's tariffs on Chinese goods. The trade war, the association says, has rocked the foundations of the decades-old trade relationship American soybean farmers have had with China. Firefighters from Davenport, Iowa and DeWitt, Iowa helped provide fire protection coverage in the city of Clinton, Iowa this weekend as the Clinton community mourned the death of Fire Department Lieutenant Eric Hossett. He was killed in a blast Saturday morning at the ADM plant in Clinton. Seriously injured in the explosion was another Clinton firefighter, Adam Kane. He's said to be improving at the hospital in Iowa City. Lieutenant Hossett was 33, leaves behind a wife and a young daughter. Speaking of fire protection, some of us who live outside the city limits know that it can take a while for help to arrive when we have an emergency of some sort, simply because of the distance. But I came across this over the weekend. Listen to this. In Manhattan, New York City, they are dealing with a paramedic shortage. And get this, the average medical emergency response time in Manhattan is over 12 and a half minutes. You wouldn't expect that in a big city, would you? That's today's Midwest Digest. It's been brought to you by the Farm Futures Summit. You can sign up at farmfuturessummit.com. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.